Everybody understands, I think these days, short selling, which is where you can profit when shares fall in value. Now, some people suggest that those who pursue short selling are really not engaging in the spirit of the markets by trying to encourage companies to fall in price rather than rise in price. Now, any of you or I can find out very quickly as to what level of short selling there is in any of the companies. So, say, for example, you simply go to the ASIC site, put it into a Google search, and you'll discover that 16.47% of Myer's shares right now are short sold. Econex is about 15%, TFS Corporation 11.76%, Western Areas, which I hold some of those, 11.5%, Vocus 11.36%, Nine Entertainment Company, I work for them, 10.4%. So it gives you a small hint that they are the most short-selled stocks in the market. But then there's a reason why short sellers exist, and that is also to expose some of the ills inside companies that the directors might wish to hide, and as a result, to expose them. Now, there are also class actions that are out there that do focus on this, but they're generally after the event. One organisation that is active in the United States, also coming to Australia right now, is Glaucus Research. And can I say the director, Soren Arndal, is in the studio with me. Many thanks for your time, Soren.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Okay, so the Australian market, I would suggest that this is not the biggest market in the world. It makes up about 1.5-2% of the global markets. Is the reason why you're here because Australia is potentially lucrative for a short seller who is very aggressive as your organisation is, as compared with, say, the United States, Canada, or other parts of the world?
I don't think it's particularly prone to short seller, but it's, we see it as actually generally pretty good governance opportunities, pretty high standards of accountability here in Australia. But at the same time, we think there are a couple of rotten apples. And ever since sort of the Quindell, Slater Gordon fiasco, the Australian markets have become much more attuned to short sellers and much more attuned to what can happen in a negative corporate governance environment.
Okay, so a lot of people are going to look at you and say, well, you're going to do research reports, publish those research reports, and as a result, people are going to say, oh, this is terrible. Share price, hopefully, that you have a position in, will drop in price. People will say you're basically talking your own book. Is that the way in which your business model operates, that you expose these organisations, hold those short positions, and then as publicity comes out about the governance or whatever takes place, that you make your money that way?
So we short frauds, follies, and fads. Those are kind of the three buckets that we look for.
So give me the best example of that people might understand.
So for example, a fad last year was, a couple of years ago, was Ebola stocks. Any biotech company with an Ebola name in its press release, all of a sudden their stock was up about four times, and we just couldn't short enough of that. But that's an example of not necessarily the price going down, but the market is correcting. We see ourselves as bringing accountability to the market, but also the efficient allocation of capital. If companies with poor corporate governance or companies that are overly promotional are getting money, that means money's actually not going to better companies that deserve it. And
that being the case, I mean, is it a situation where you have obviously investors who come in deliberately to follow your strategies? Is that the way in which you're funding most of the positions?
No, we invest behind our ideas. I mean, it's no different than anyone else who's on your program that can, you know, talk about the investments they like and they don't like. But we don't, you know, anyone can subscribe, can sign up to our website and can see in our research at the same time as anyone else. We think it's pretty egalitarian that way.
Yeah. So when it comes to, say, shorting stocks, I mean, obviously you've got to have somebody on the other side to lend you the stock so you can take the position and all that sort of stuff. Is the structure of shorting in Australia any different or any more technically difficult than what it is in other parts of the world?
No, it's very straightforward in that sense. You need to lend shares and you need to borrow them from somewhere. And that's usually what constrains the size of your trade. But we're not opportunists in the way we trade. Our holding periods are 6 to 9 months, even longer. We're still short companies that we shorted for the first time 2.5-3 years ago.
And so tell me, I mean, in terms of taking a global view of this, because quite clearly you're looking at opportunities right around the world, you know, there is quite clearly poor governance. There is quite clearly poor strategies, poor accounting practices, whatever it might be. You've got to sort of try and eke those out. Is that information easy to come out? Could an ordinary investor try and discover those same things?
Well, I'm not sure it's easy, but ordinary investors can do a couple tips to really make sure their portfolio's a little less exposed to this type of problem. And that is, if something looks too good to be true, then they really need to express a healthy skepticism towards their own book.
It's going to be interesting to see exactly what takes place and where you actually land them. I've got to say, it's good to have you on the program. And as I say, this is a different way of looking at markets around the place. Director of the short-selling-based organization, California-based, Glaucus Research, Soren Arndal. Appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.